Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. In for Bill Bartee this week, Christopher Loyne. Welcome aboard, Christopher.
I'm back. Thank you.
That's right. Just like bad news, you're always here.
Hey, that's good news.
The official fill-in these days for he or I, and it won't be long, you'll be taking my place. So,
Yeah,
keeping you hopping. How about that weather out there right now? Makes you feel like some football.
It's fall weather.
Doesn't
wow.
it feel like it? Man,
autumn.
Just a day or
autumn.
Two on Thursday, and nice breeze and cool. My goodness, that was a relief to that 90 and 90 stuff we've been having.
Feels like October. I feel like there should be some festivals and some fishing happening.
Oh, yeah? Well, better feel like September 1st. That's for sure. Coming up on Labor Day already, though. My goodness, what happened to the summer? Memorial Day to Labor Day. The shortest set of months in the year, honest to God.
But hey, with school getting ready to go back in session, I know the kiddos will love that.
Oh, South Carolina's already doing it, and North Carolina, I guess, this next week.
Wow. Yep, it's next week, next
Holy
Monday.
Cow. Yep. Well, mm-hmm. Allow time to drive around those buses.
Yes,
and
that is
don't
true.
Drive around them if they got their lights flashing.
I saw a couple this morning, not flashing, just driving.
They were doing the test runs, I guess?
I think so. They were.
It's unbelievable how many buses Mecklenburg County has. I don't even know, but it's astounding.
Oh, I know. I bet the fuel cost is just staggering per day.
The logistics of that is somebody's worst nightmare.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Unbelievable. First day of school. Gosh, don't you remember those?
Loved them.
You did?
I think so.
Well, I don't think I
know I enjoyed the last ones, too.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't hate school, but, it was always a shock going back to school.
It was. Yeah. Getting back in a routine.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The 6:30 a.m. routine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Especially when you're a teenager.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. 6:30 to a teenager is like the middle of the night.
Yes, yes.
There's no doubt about that. Everybody struggles with that one. Well, of course, now everybody's out buying backpacks.
That's true.
The traditional school starting got to have a new backpack. And, of course, we've got North Face and Patagonia. And Patagonia's coming on strong in that realm.
They are. It's interesting. We have sold down a lot of our North Face. But our Patagonia has really kicked up, and those are flying off the racks, too. There's been a number of students, college, high school, middle school coming in, and with the color selection we have, they're going to be prepared to make it happen.
There you go. That's something to do. And then I tell you what, it's funny how a brand like Patagonia floats to the top every once in a while, and that becomes the impact to have and so forth.
Sure.
But,
yes.
You know, it's all about looking right when you're in high school, especially.
Definitely, of course.
Yeah. What are the cool kids wearing, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want any of that.
Skinny jeans. And
no, I got to stand out on that one.
Yeah.
Got to march to your own drummer in high school. A good time to establish that.
That's true.
I encourage individualism.
Yes.
That's right. Buck the system, kid.
Yeah. Well, we do have backpacks. We have new threads for the tops and bottoms and, all kinds, hats, some good Patagonia hats. So, now, we don't sell pencils or pens or computers, but we got you prepared on every other aspect.
Does anybody use pencils anymore?
I don't know.
Only the design crew like you, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Working them down to a tiny little nub.
Yeah, there you go.
3 a.m. In the morning.
Right. When's the last time you saw a lead pencil under 3 inches long?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Not since my granddad.
Yeah, something you don't hear today.
My granddad could take them right down to the eraser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. It was an art.
Could
to
and
get
would.
It down. Could
right.
and would. Don't
yep.
waste anything.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. I have not thought about that for a while. A 3-inch lead pencil.
Yeah.
Thinks like you're on the golf course, perhaps.
And what about the erasers, the pink
golf
pearls?
Golf courses, they don't give you erasers because you cheat.
Now, John, come on
oh,
now.
Oh, pink pearl, the big wedge shaped
pink pearl.
One.
Yeah. Pink pearl.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hmm.
Get the.
That went out with a Bic pen, didn't it?
I think so. I'm sure I still have one laying around the house somewhere.
Yeah, it's probably old and dried out.
Yep, not so pink anymore.
You know what they call those in Britain, don't you?
Ooh, no, I don't.
The rubber.
The rubber. Hello, get the rubber.
Yeah, there you go. Don't put it in the boot.
Yeah. Well, Don, have you been out fishing lately, or what's...
Not ready, but as they say in the South, I'm fixing to get ready.
Oh, good. Okay, okay.
Yes, sir. It's right around the corner of these cooler temperatures. Things are going to get right pretty quick.
Great.
Of course, a lot of people look forward to the 1st of October when the delayed harvest streams are stocked. 30-some streams in North Carolina now. Stocked and are catch and release till the first Saturday in June. And, you know, the whole fly fishing community seems to look forward to that because they're easily accessible, they're well marked, and they're loaded up with fish. And as I always tell people, it's a great learning opportunity because when they first put those fish in, they're pretty naive and easy to catch. And each week they get a little tougher and a little tougher and a little tougher. So you have to learn as you go with them. And that's a wonderful possibility. Of course, now the other thing coming up right away is going to be dove season and followed by some of the longest deer seasons in the nation in North and South Carolina. So lots of outdoor activity for the sportsmen out there, whether it's shooting or hunting or just getting out there and catch and release fly fishing.
Very nice. Oh, and not to mention, of course, that's all the nature and wildlife plus much more. But think about all the trails and the waterfalls and the mountains that we all can hike.
Not to mention the pretty leaves.
And the pretty leaves.
Leaf peeping season, about the second, third week in October, when everything gets beautiful in the mountains. And then, you know, to me, some of the best hiking is after those trees lose their leaves because the view changes so much.
Oh, sure.
You know, you get up on those balds and things, you can see a long ways in the fall. So
that
allows you to see some things you weren't seeing before. And, you know, the scenery changes every day there for a while.
It does. Well, I was reading recently about the Mountains to the Sea Trail in North Carolina, and they were saying that if you start late enough going west to east, so from the mountains to the coast, it's what's called the Green Tunnel, or the, I don't think they called it the mile, but the Green Tunnel. And so even though you're on top of these ridges and these peaks, you don't know because you can't see out because the trees are so thick. But if you start late enough on the East Coast and walk towards the mountains, you'll hit the leaves as they're peaking and falling off the trees, and then you'll have those vistas that you're talking about.
There you go. You could follow Jack Frost right up the mountain. Huh?
You can. Yes. He'll be one step ahead or one step behind.
Jack Frost doesn't get much publicity anymore.
But he is nipping at your nose.
Yeah,
is that correct?
He's one of those lost heroes, isn't he?
Right.
Jack Frost painting the trees every fall.
Yeah, that's true. That
was big when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh,
back in the Stone Age. Right after fire was invented. Well, lots of stuff going on. A lot of people getting their lawns in shape for the fall, you know, aerating and seeding. You've got to do it in the South, or at least we think you do. I guess we ought to get a lawn guy on here and find out about why we're doing that.
Hey, we should.
Poking holes in your yard and having those little nubbles flying all over the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, looks like a bunch of geese ran up your sidewalk.
That's what I was thinking. Used to have fun with that as a kid, right?
Right, and there's a patch of grass in front of Jesse Brown's in the parking lot that we were laughing about the other day. They have reseeded that patch of grass for the last 25 years, about twice a year, as far as I know.
Wow.
I think they should just dig it up and put down sod.
Put down sod. I think that's smart.
It's been a horrendous ongoing project, and we've been amused by it for a long, long time over there.
Yes. Oh, most certainly.
That's right. Yep. Well, Christopher Lawing, of course, the editor and publisher, I guess, of... the name of the book again?
Charlotte, The Signs of the Times.
There you go, and a great gift item. We've got them at Jesse Brown's, of course, and if you buy them there, you can corner Christopher and get him to sign them for you.
That's true, and hey, I guess we do sell books for back to school. So
there you go.
That's a good back to school book, right?
There you go. That could be Local History 101.
Yeah, Local History Charlotte 101.
Yeah, you need to talk to Mecklenburg Schools about getting that to be required reading somehow.
Yes, yes.
That's right. All right, well, we'll be back in a few minutes here on the Carolina Outdoors, and we're going to go far and wide on this edition, from the Red Tides of Florida to the Tryon Equestrian Center, and, of course, coming up, the Greek Festival here in Charlotte. So stay tuned for all this good information on the Carolina Outdoors. ¶¶